Welcome to ESL Podcast's English Cafe, Episode 3. Welcome back to the English Cafe, our twice-a-week program where we look at culture and entertainment and news in the United States. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan. I'm your host, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development from beautiful Los Angeles, California. And another beautiful day today in Los Angeles. A little chilly, we would say. Chilly, C-H-I-L-L-Y. A little cold for Los Angeles. For many places, it would be warm. But for Los Angeles, it's a little chilly today. I actually record this podcast a couple of days in advance, that is, before the day that it, the date of the podcast. And the reason is, of course, that Los Angeles is behind in terms of the time zone, the time zone. We are a day behind Asia. And 8 or 9 hours behind much of Europe. And so if I waited until Tuesday in Los Angeles to record this podcast, it would already be Wednesday in most of Asia and late Tuesday in Europe. So I try to record these a few days in advance so that I have them available for you, so that you can listen to them on that day. Well, today we're going to be talking about a couple of things. We are going to be talking a little bit about smoking and driving in the United States. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my meeting with the Queen. I actually did meet the Queen. I'll tell you about that. And we'll also answer some questions. So let's get started. I have to start with the most interesting thing that happened to me this weekend. My wife and I were at dinner. We were eating at a restaurant. We don't normally eat in this restaurant. It's in Beverly Hills, but we've been there before. Beverly Hills, of course, is a very famous, rich part of Los Angeles area. And we're not rich, but we did eat at a restaurant there. And I said I had a meeting with the Queen. Well, it's not the Queen of England, however. It was a famous actress here in the United States. And her name is Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah, L-A-T-I-F-A-H, was started as a singer. And still is, I think, a singer. But she is also an actress and was actually nominated for, that is, she was one of the five actresses that could have won the Oscar prize. The Oscar Award, you probably know, the Oscar, O-S-C-A-R, is the highest award for an actor or an actress or a movie in the United States. In England, they have something called the BAFTA Awards, the B-A-F-T-A, the BAFTA Awards for the best TV and movie series, or movies rather. So we were in this restaurant, an Italian restaurant, called Il Forneo, and we were walking out the door, and there were three women that were walking into the restaurant, and the third one held the door for me and my wife. To hold the door means to keep it open for you so you can walk through. She held the door for my wife and me, and we thanked her. And then we looked at her and we realized that it was this famous actress. She was talking on the cell phone, on her mobile phone, so we didn't actually talk to her. So I kind of met her, saw her, really. And of course, in Los Angeles, there are lots of actors and actresses. And so it's not that unusual to see someone when you go to the grocery store or go to a restaurant and so forth. But it's always interesting. But Queen Latifah is a good actress and one who I think has a new movie coming out in the United States. When we say coming out, we mean that her movie will be released. You will be able to see it soon here in the United States. Moving on to more important news, there were a couple of interesting stories in the newspaper and in the magazines, news magazines this week. One was about smoking. In the United States, in many cities and in many states, there are anti-smoking laws. And here in California, for example, it is illegal to smoke inside a restaurant. In fact, it's illegal to smoke inside a bar. So you can't go to a bar and have a drink and smoke. And that was a law that was passed a couple of years ago. The idea is that when someone else is smoking, if you are standing next to them and you inhale, I-N-H-A-L-E, you breathe in, inhale, you could inhale that smoke. And that's sometimes called second-hand smoke. Second, S-E-C-O-N-D, usually I think it's hyphen hand, H-A-N-D. And second hand means you get it from someone else. You're not the person smoking, you're standing next to the smoker. Well, there's a lot of controversy, of course, because people who smoke don't like the new law very much. And many different states and cities are passing new laws about smoking. So if you come to the United States, you may be surprised to find out that there is no smoking in many restaurants and bars even in some states. Of course, on the airplanes in the United States, there is no smoking. If you fly from Los Angeles to Chicago, you can't smoke or anywhere else. And there's a new law that was passed in the capital of the United States, in Washington, D.C. And I thought that was an interesting story. They now are banning, to ban, B-A-N, means to say you can't do it. Here we're using it to mean make it illegal. So you could get a ticket. You could get a fine. You would have to pay money if you are smoking in a bar. And now in Washington, D.C., you cannot smoke in the restaurants anymore. Another law here in California that took effect on the first of the year to take effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, to take effect means to start, to begin. And it a new law took effect on the 1st of January for teenagers, kids between the ages of, well, in the United States, in most states, you can start driving, you can begin driving a car when you are 16 years old. But in almost every state, the legal age, when you become a legal adult and can vote and so forth, is 18. So many states say that teenagers can only drive under certain conditions, under certain regulations. And the new regulation here in California is that if you are between the ages of 16 and 18, you cannot drive after 11 p.m. at night to, I think, 5 a.m. in the morning. So you would be given a ticket or perhaps even arrested if you were a teenager and you were driving during those hours. And so that's a new law taking place here in Los Angeles, of course, or in California. The idea is to try to prevent accidents, since younger drivers have more car accidents, according to the statistics. It's time to answer a few questions on the last part of our English Cafe. I want to start with a few questions about our website. As many of you know, we have a special map on the website, so you can put where you are listening from. And this map, however, is not one that I control. It's a map that is from a free map from another website called Frapper. And so I apologize. Some of you have emailed me telling me that you had a problem with the website. And I'm afraid, unfortunately, I can't do very much about that. I can't help it because it's not actually my website. We're using for free another service. So, but it is interesting. Most people who have tried have been able to find them their city on the map and put their name on there. So I invite you to do that if you haven't already. Also, I had a question about the audio index. If you look at the scripts for our regular ESL podcasts, our Monday, Wednesday, Friday podcasts, you'll see on the top an audio index. And this index, I-N-D-E-X, this list, tells you at what time in the podcast the slow section, the explanation, and the fast section are. So if you want to move ahead, if you want to skip, S-K-I-P, to go over, to skip to, for example, just listen to the fast part of the podcast, you can use that little index. So that's that is why we do that. I also had somebody suggest that we do some sort of contest, a contest, C-O-N-T-E-S-T, like a game, to get more people involved in the podcast. And I think that's a great idea. I don't know what the contest would be. So if you have some suggestions about a contest we could have, I had a couple of people email me suggestions, but I'm always looking for other ideas. So if you want to email me at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com with your ideas, that would be great. Some vocabulary expressions that, and I've gotten many questions, probably too many for me to answer on English Cafe, but I will try. I received a note from Vladimir. Vladimir is originally from the Ukraine, and now I think is living in Toronto, Canada. He wanted to know what the expression "at this point" means. That's something you will hear very common in conversation. Someone says, "At this point, I think we should go to the store." When you're talking about when you're planning something or you're doing something and you've tried different things or different things have happened, and finally you are ready to do, you need to do something different, that's usually when we use this expression "at this point." So, for example, I go to the store and I'm looking for a clock and I can't find the clock. And I go to this store and I go to that store. Finally, I decide, I say, well, at this point, I'm just going to order a clock on the internet. I've tried other things. Now I'm going to do this. So thank you, Vladimir, for that question. That's about all we have time for on today's English Cafe. I'm trying to keep the cafe about 15 minutes. So we'll continue on Thursday, talking more about news and culture and answering some of your questions. And we also are going to be doing some new things on the podcast, some interviews with other people, so you can listen to someone other than me. Not that you don't want to listen to me, I know, but it would be good to hear other voices. So we'll be doing that on the podcast soon. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Have a good day. We'll see you next time on the English Cafe. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.